not. I don't know who the man is that's singing it, but he's got a gorgeous voice. Monica could probably.
Carol Robertson.
Do what?
Carol Robertson.
Carol Robertson. Got a gorgeous voice. The other day, when I got out of the recliner into dialysis, the nurse says, one of the gentlemen back there sitting in the recliner still doing dialysis, will I talk to you for a second? I said, okay. So when you get done, they weigh you out, take your temperature and whatever, just see how much fluid they pulled off of you. So after he did that, I walked back there, gentleman probably, I'm gonna guess mid-70s, and I said, yes, sir. I said, can I help you? He said, yeah. He said, someone said you was a preacher. I said, yes, sir. He said, where do you preach at? I said, Cove Baptist Church. He said, where's that at? I said, well, that's not very far from here, maybe 4 or 5 miles, so we're on the Bullitt Jefferson County line. I said, do you go to church anywhere? He said, nope, and I'm not going to. So I'm thinking, well, yeah, why'd you call me over here? And I said, okay, did you have a bad experience? He said, I don't know where there's hypocrites. I said, okay. Well, I don't have any hypocrites at my church. I got a bunch of sinners. I'm a head guy. I'm a head sinner. I said, I don't know what you mean by hypocrite. I said, every church has got sinners in it. As a matter of fact, you got to start off as a sinner before you can appreciate what Jesus can do for you. I said, so there are no perfect churches, and there are no perfect congregations, no perfect preachers. We're all just sinners saved by grace. He said, well, how many people you got attend there? I said, well, you know, it's just according to which hypocrite shows up first. He giggled a little bit, and I said, oh, I don't know, anywhere from 40 to 60 or 70, according to who's sick and who's not traveling, you know, what time of year it is. But I said, come some Sunday. We'd like for you to come. He said, well, I'll think about it. But he said, someone said you was a preacher, and I just wanted to see what you thought about my opinion of churches. I said, well, I disagree with you. And I said, now, believe me, there are people in churches all across this country that are lost. Just because they're in a pew doesn't mean they're saved. And if they're lost, maybe they've got issues. Maybe there's some things they don't like about life. Maybe they come with an attitude. I don't know. But I said, churches are made up of imperfect people. I said, we come to church to get better. We don't come to church to judge. I said, I try to tell my people, we're not into judging. We're into praying. Because I'm not going to change you by judging you. I might have a chance of changing you for praying for you. What do you think about that? Huh? Give the Lord a hand of applause. I said, so don't judge the congregations and the churches. Just pray for them. And I said, there's churches all over the United States, in this country, in Bullitt County, Jefferson County, any denomination you want. Go until you find one that you think there's no hypocrites in. Go find one where you think there's no sinners in. And then you won't find a church. There's no such thing. But you go where they preach Jesus. You go where they talk about the gospel. You go where they talk about salvation. And you go where in their minds and in their thinking and their belief, there is no way to get through God's amazing grace except through the blood of Jesus Christ. You find that church and get into it. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right. Now, since we're on the eve of Halloween and all the stuff that goes with that, and we've got some real friendly costumes, we're going to take a look at how Satan sometimes can disguise himself. Let's look at this. God's answers. All right, Larry, here we go. We're not going to speak very long, so we've only got 2 verses, but I want you to look at this. Every one of you, including me, has the ability to put on the face of Satan. And don't think you don't. Take heed, brother, lest haply there shall be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from Now, the writer of Hebrews, some thinks it's Paul, some thinks it's others, but he did write to Christian people. So, take heed, Christian people, lest haply there shall be any one of you with an evil heart. Just because I'm a Christian, I can have an evil heart. I can. I can have a temper. I can have an attitude. There's all kinds of buttons on me that if you push the right button, then it's on. Okay? We've all got that potential. And what it is, an evil heart projects unbelief. If I'm a Christian, my number one responsibility is to be a witness for Jesus Christ. That's it. How I talk, how I walk, where I go, what I do, how I act, how I react. That's my number one job, is to act like a Christian and to be a witness. When I don't, it shows unbelief, which means it shows that instead of having my faith in God, I must have my faith in something else. And there's only two things that you can serve in this world, and that's either Satan or that's God. There's only two people you can work for. And believe me, there are times I have worked for Satan. I've used my mouth. I've used my attitude. It didn't mean that I'm lost, but it means I have just fell right into Satan's hands. You've done it. I've done it. It's easy to do. Right? And here's the real deal about it is that if we are to project Christ, if we're not projecting Christ, then we've got the mask of Satan on. Because you see, Satan can become very attractive. I say all the time, Satan is not in to scare you. Now, Halloween, you got all these scary and all that, you know. That ain't Satan. If Satan scares you, he's going to scare you right straight to church. Where he's going to scare you. He's going to come in the most attractive manner he knows how to come. He's going to show up in ways you can't even imagine. And believe me, you won't ever know that it's him by him trying to scare you. He's going to try to win you over. Believe me, he's the master of it. But exhort one another day by day. So long as it is called today. Let me say, put that in everyday language. We are to act like a Christian every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It is an ongoing, it's not just a Sunday thing, Saturday thing. Oh, when you're working Monday for that awful boss, you gotta still be a Christian. When you come home to that family on Monday night, and they've all got an attitude, the wife's got an attitude, the kids got an attitude, you still got to act like a Christian. When you go to make out that bill, to Uncle Sam, we're all getting ready to file taxes. I just had to go to Bullitt County and write a check. Killed me. Ray Stevens has a wonderful song out years and years and years ago. You may have heard of it, but you know he's the master of funny different type of songs. And he said, if 10% is good enough for Jesus, it ought to be good enough for the government.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. That reminds me, we may play that one of these Sundays. But just keep in mind. But exhort one another day by day, so as long as it's called today. Lest any one of you be hardened by deceitfulness, now I added the word disguise, that's why it's in parentheses, of sin. We can disguise sin real easy. I look around, and y'all seem like just wonderful, sweet, caring, great people. But let's see what comes tomorrow. Let's see what comes Monday. Let's see what happens if you get a little pressure on you. Let's see what happens if somebody gets in a bad mood. Let's see what happens if the boss is in a bad mood. Let's see what happens if you get a bill you're not expecting. Let's see what happens when the cars break down. Let's see what happens when the kids break down. Let's see what happens when the husbands and wives break down. Oh, then what happens? Understand, none of us are perfect. But we cannot keep using this as an excuse. I'm not perfect, so I ought to be able to say what I want to say. I need to be able to express myself under the right circumstances. Now that's how I'll say to talk to you. You have the right to express yourself. If someone's made you mad, then express it. Go right on. Show them your true personality. Thank God some of you are not showing me your true personality. Or my true personality. But I understand our number one job is to be a witness for Jesus. We have to learn slowly but surely to take the mask of Satan off, piece by piece by piece, so that people can see Jesus. I don't want you to see Roger, I want you to see Jesus. I don't want to see Maxine, I want to see Jesus. I don't want to see Bill, I want to see Jesus. Okay? I don't want to see Ron, I want to see Jesus. I don't want to see Monica, I want to see Jesus. Yes, I do want to see Jesus and Monica. Life is tough. I want to tell you something, it's getting tougher. I don't know how many phone calls I got this past week. Kroger's. That was one of Renee's stores. Renee was about 15, 20 minutes away from that store when that shooting happened. She said, Roger, you've never seen such a mess in all of your born days. It's getting to the point, folks, that we're going to have to go through metal detectors to even go to the restroom. I'm telling you, this world is getting in horrible shape. You don't feel safe anywhere. And I want to tell you the truth. I'm just going to be right honest with you. I don't know how safe we are sitting right here right now. I really don't. I have faith that we are, but in all realistic, I don't know. Some of your bigger churches all over this place have police. That's in the sanctuary. They have deacons that has guns on them in the sanctuary. We've come to a day and age where you better have somebody in that church that's got a gun or a pistol, or you can be in harm's way. Don't tell me that Jesus is not getting ready to rule the truth. When God's house is under attack like the way it's under attack, believe me, Jesus has got the trumpet. He's getting ready. And you, as Christian people, need to be ready. Need to understand that. Understand how important it is that every day you walk with Jesus. Don't disguise yourself any other way. You understand that you belong to Jesus. You put on the face of Jesus. It doesn't mean you put on the face of perfection. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm just asking you to pray and say you want to be as much like Jesus as possible. There was only one perfect person, and that was Jesus. Jesus doesn't even expect you to be perfect, but he does expect you to act like you've got some sense. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And understanding that people really are, even as hard-nosed as this older fellow was, sitting in a recliner doing dialysis and sort of hit me real hard nose. When I left there, he thanked me for coming and talking to him. I don't know whether or not I'll ever see him in church. I don't know. But I did feel like I got to express to him that don't judge churches, because churches are imperfect. Any church you go across this land, there's going to be somebody in there that's just having a bad day. You judge the church by what you're praying. You judge by what the church needs to do. And that's one thing about this little church here. If we're not going to do anything else, we're going to tell you about Jesus. You're going to learn about Jesus, because that's all I know to preach. I'm an educated man, but that's all I know. That's all I'm going to do. Because it's what's most important to me, is that you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody will ever see Jesus and unless they are see God, unless they believe in Jesus Christ. Give the Lord one more hand. Would you stand with me, please? Yes. Are you coming to confess something? Oh.
Well, first y'all, I planned on wearing a costume tonight. I don't think it comes right. Monica said I couldn't come as nothing scary. Scary as you are.
Guess your mom's downstairs. Well, here, come here, Stephanie. Here, sweetie. Go to the kids anyway. You want us to open it?
Yes.
Give thanks is good. Give thanks to the Lord. Happy anniversary to the Hodge family for 32 years of dedication to our Lord and your co-family. Because of you, there's somebody who is thanking God today, someone who appreciates your warm and caring way, someone who's remembering the special things you do and wishing you his blessings every day the whole year through.
Aww. Bow your heads with me, please. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, as we go into our invitation time, everyone here needs your grace today. Everybody here, Father, needs to understand forgiveness. Everybody here needs to understand how much you love them. Father, as we have this invitation time, if there be one here that is lost, or someone that is watching me by internet, may they find them a good church home. May they find them a minister who is preaching the gospel. Father, please, please watch over our little church and our people. Bless this time in Jesus' name.